This is RSBNB Update, episode 173, recorded Thursday, October 9th, 2008. 11 times 2 equals 21. Hello, everybody. This is RSBNB Update, your favorite episode or RuneScape podcast or whatever the heck you want to call it, whether it be a single episode or the entire series that you're listening to. We hope you are enjoying yourselves. I am here this week with what?
Sorry.
Well, that's Chief Snake, by the way.
Yeah, I think they know.
Yeah. Anyway, so what were you saying as I was doing my little intro there?
Said I think they know by now.
Oh yeah, well, you know, I just can never be too sure yet, you know, because sometimes
sometimes you gotta have some kind of intro.
Yeah, so you never know. And we're just gonna go straight into questions again because there are no RuneScape updates this week, so I apologize for not posting the right kind of questions topic. I should have posted wildcard, but I didn't. I was thinking we were gonna have a PvP update this week, so I posted RS and tech. So we had wild cards halfway through, so therefore we're sort of low on questions. So that's sort of how that precipitated, unless there's any RuneScape stuff you want to talk about.
No, we can do that at the end.
Okay. So with that said, first into questions, we got an audio question this week from Hell Sponge. Open it.
Hi, Shane, and hopefully Brad. I have a question. What gods do you worship in RuneScape? Thanks.
Oh, the classic question of what gods we worship in RuneScape, you know? Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why don't you go first?
I don't know. I don't really worship gods. I'd just say Saradomin, because that used to be my favorite.
Okay.
What about you, Shane?
Well, back in the day, I'd have to say Zaros, but, you know, over time it's become, what's the point? Because, you know, the... You sort of need to be, like, what's the word? You know how people who can write with both hands are omnidextrous? What's the word when when you worship all the gods?
Ambidextrous.
Okay.
MB.
Because they all have their specific advantages, you know? Like, Armadill has the good range bonuses. Bandos is good for hitting things, you know? Saradomin is good when you like to be smart. And
yeah, well... It's a religion, essentially.
Yeah, so
it's not about which hits hardest or armor is the best.
But I'm saying, in the end, it comes because if you think about your items that you use have an effect on that. So if you base your worshipping on that, like, I don't know, I just have to say for worshipping, not now really much, you know. I just really think that the only thing we should be worshipping is the little leprechauns and people that watch over farming patches, you know? But that's my thoughts on this because, I don't know, it's just sort of the same thing. What do you worship in real life? It's sort of what matters to you and what helps you carry out your day-to-day life the best. So, I don't know. That's all I have for that one, unless you have anything else.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. Next up is another audio question from Wildy277. Wildy, I don't know, however you want to say it.
Hey, RSBNB, it's Wildy277 here to ask you a few questions and maybe even ruin your reputations.
Kay. Wildy.
Who is better looking out of all of you in RuneScape or real life? Who has had more girlfriends or boyfriends? I'm not going to question your sexuality in RuneScape or real life. Who is richer in RuneScape or real life? Thanks, and I hope I didn't ruin your reputation too much.
One note, Wildy, about your questions. We asked to keep them under 30 seconds, give or take, so that's why I trimmed off the second half of your question. But, what should we start with? Where is the girlfriends? How do you look? And who is the richest, I think? Let's start with who's the richest. Let's just go RuneScape. I really don't think real life is appropriate here, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say that before. I don't know. Are you willing to share how much you have?
Yeah, sure, after you.
After? Oh, come on. You won't even say anything, will you? I'll say it, and then you'll just leave me hang.
Oh, no, I will.
I currently have, I think, 19 melon cash after selling all my combat items. Because not really doing much with that. And I have 12 melon planks, oak planks.
Which is for a certain competition, which shall remain nameless.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Because I was planning to just sneak up on everyone. Oh, you can cut that out then.
Okay.
No, it probably doesn't matter anymore.
No. Okay, anything else?
Kelsey has way more than me.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've got no chance.
As for me, I have 18 mil in cash, a Fury Ooh. Amulet, a set of Guthans, Whip, Dragon Boots, Varax, that's worth much anymore. A Santa hat, which isn't being sold. So, I don't know, piece things together. Oh, put that at maybe, what, 35 mil? I don't know. Yeah, 35 mil or so, I'd say, probably. And I really don't have much
Santa
invested.
Hat's worth more than that.
Isn't it worth 12, I thought?
Oh, has it gone that... Oh.
I don't know, let's see. Oh, 15.8, okay. So let's go 40. Let's go 40 then.
Okay.
Well, that's nice to know I have. At least the markets aren't crashing like other real-life markets, you know? So.
Well, so which of us is richer?
I don't know. If you counted your planks and
I don't know.
Shit, I'd probably say you. And the amount you have invested in those little things called seeds, you know?
I don't have that much in seeds.
Really?
I sold some of my pineapple seeds that were excess. I still have quite a few maples, though. But, with Wolf Mask and all my other junk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See,
that.
If I counted the Wolf Mask at like 20 mil or whatever it is junked. Yeah. Yeah, I'm richer than you.
Yeah, so there's your answer.
No, I think it's quite even.
If you want to rob a bank, go rob his. So let's go into the next one. The girlfriends thing. I really don't think girlfriends on RuneScape is a thing that should be discussed and encouraged because
I thought we were talking real life.
Yeah, we'll talk real life after. But I'm just saying in RuneScape it shouldn't be encouraged because you never know. Like somebody could be posing as a woman, you know, and they could be a guy. And if you start liking that guy's personality, then
don't join.
Yeah, see, there's a prime example right there. Sorry, Burnt Joint, if you're listening to this, but yes, as we like to call him. But I don't understand those people that do that in game. What about you?
I don't either. No.
Oh, so you never had a relationship in game?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Ah. Okay.
I hope not, otherwise that's embarrassing.
Okay, real life.
Real life. So what exactly was the question again?
How many girlfriends have you
had
in real life or RuneScape?
How many?
Yeah.
I don't know. One good girlfriend.
Okay, that's good to know. Let's just go for me. Say one minus one. So you do the math there.
Yes. So what was the other one?
Who's better looking in real life or RuneScape?
I think that goes without saying. So.
You mean me, right?
Yeah. You could tell that was a joke, couldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, you could.
No, I don't know.
And then in RuneScape, I don't know. You really can't compare that, you know? I think I am the best looking in RuneScape, you know, with the black cav, the farming hat. Yeah, farming cape, I mean.
Yeah,
and
I got to hand it to you for the farming cape. That kind of puts you a notch above me.
Yeah, and then in my monkey form, it's also pretty nice looking, so.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Can't resist the monkeys.
And real life, we really had no basis for comparison because I'm not posting any real life pictures on this. So you take your guesses. I don't know. You haven't posted any pictures publicly, have you?
No, just one of the distinguished uses forum.
Which is a forum that is gone and long ago, and it's nothing you guys should be worried about. Right. Anyways, thank you, Wildy277. Interesting questions there. You know, those are always kind of questions you have to wonder about when you first hear. Maybe I'll ruin your reputation or something. But anyways, thank you.
Clearly it's not.
I'll probably have about 20 mil of cash by the end of the day today because I have another batch of runners that I need to sell. I figure I made about 3 mil on farming runners because I had about 15 mil when I bought the seeds for 1.9. Now I'm going to have like upwards of 20 mil. So I like farming runners.
I like farming anything.
Oh, this show is going to have something to do with farming in the title, I think, you know? Like Worship the Little Leprechauns or something. I don't know. But,
so perfect. No Brad to spoil it for us.
Oh, okay. You take the next question.
Which one is it? Sunset Fish?
Yes.
Yes. How do you manage both RuneScape and homework together? I have a hard time remembering and doing my homework when I'm playing RuneScape. Instead, any help or tips? And yeah, that's from Sunset Fish.
You know, that's a good question. You go first, since you have brought this issue to me before.
Have I?
Yeah. Well, no, not that. It's just general thing, you know?
Well, it's easy for me, because Shane does my homework for me.
No, I don't.
Yes. Well, don't deny it.
No, I don't do your homework for you.
No. Shane helps me with my homework sometimes.
Yes, that's the proper phrase. But anyways, so how do you manage the time?
My friends say that to my teachers in real life, though. He gets a 21-year-old Canadian pedophile to help him
what?
With his homework.
Who said that? Wow. And what was the teacher's response to that?
She laughed and walked away.
I see. Anyways, so what else? How do you manage the time?
No one can take him seriously. What else?
We should probably give real tips,
shouldn't we?
Yeah, so she didn't believe that then.
Oh no, of course she didn't believe it.
My, that's funny. Okay, so real tips now. I don't know. I'd have to say every day set a predefined time for it, you know? At least that's what I do. I don't know about you. Is that what you do? Or I know most of the time you just end up doing it before
bed. You know quite well. I play during the day and do my homework at night.
So
it's not a good mentality to have.
Yeah, but it hasn't hurt you yet, has it?
Well, not really. But it's, I don't know. I can't think of any time it's failed.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't take my advice.
Yeah, don't do that. Ideally, what you want to do is set a time that you can sit down and do the homework. And if you have a huge, huge amount of it, I would say every hour or maybe every 2 hours or every hour and a half, take a short break, you know, go on a nice little herb farming run, then come back. And then that's what I do. I don't know. I don't know what else there is. Is that basically what this was all about, managing time and whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Just take it from Shane, because he's the one in university.
Yeah.
I haven't passed school yet.
Which is strange, because, I don't know, it's just weird. But anyways, thank you, Sunset Fish.
Strange? Why is it strange?
I don't know. It's just strange that I still have time for everything else, you know, and I've made it this far, so...
Oh.
Who knows?
Yeah. Okay, next one.
What's your favorite minigame and why? Other than it's fun to play it. If you could develop your own minigame, what would it be like? And also, what's a good screen recorder for Mac other than Camtasia and Hypercam? That's from Devo. So, favorite minigames?
Well, should we just answer the screen recorder one first and then discuss mini games.
Well, it's a one word answer. It's called I Show You. Just Google for I Show You. It's better than Camtasia, and it's actually only $30, so I would highly recommend it.
What if you want something free? Is there anything free?
Not that I know of that does the same job. Like the Mac, like the idea with the Mac software is most of it is shareware based, meaning you have to try it out first. Like they're from small developers, you know? It's like upwards of five people, so that's how the Mac software works, but definitely I Show You. There's other ones that are like 60, 69 and 99, but I don't know. I Show You is just good. It's simple and easy to use. A favorite mini game.
Favorite mini game.
I don't know. You know, there's just so many of them. It's hard to say because, you know, Treasure Trails counts as a mini game. I think Barrows counts as a mini game too. So.
What?
Barrows. Oh, Barrows. Yeah. What do you think I said?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, actually, because I couldn't think of anything else.
But
other than it's fun and I like to play it, I don't know. I was thinking Barrows was fun, but what other reason would you have to like a minigame?
Yeah. I don't know. For me, I'm going to go Tears of Gothix, because you get free XP.
Hmm. So, yeah, it's kind of good.
Or you can get, or you can do, say, Treasure Trails and get a 20 million GP item. Or more, which is nice. So, I don't know. I think that's a case in point that I need to go in for oral surgery more often, you know? Because before I had my wisdom teeth removed, I got my plate legs. And I haven't had any luck since then. So, who knows? So, I'd have to say either Treasure Trails or Tears of Gothix.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Treasure Trails too then. Okay. Because I don't mind doing them.
Yeah, and rat pits, who really likes rat pits?
Yeah, you'd have to be joking. And the Taibo one eye thing.
Games Room?
God. Well, Games Room isn't that bad, but I mean...
Nobody uses it.
It's not fun either.
Vine Sweeper.
Much better things to do.
That one was...
Vine Sweep's crap.
Yeah, it's... Like,
it's to do with farming, but it's a bad minigame.
Make... a good update to farming for once. But anyways, yeah. Thank you, Davo. Nice question. Next one.
What has kept you playing RuneScape for all these years? I'm guessing your answers will be the same as mine, the people. That's from Total Plocks.
Who is on Informer at informer.rsbnb.com.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so
what is...
For me?
Me? You?
You first, I don't know.
We're probably the same. I don't know. Just because I've been at RSBNB. Otherwise, I wouldn't be playing RuneScape. I don't think.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. It's like that for me, too. It's the site that drives me to play, and the goals, secondarily, and I'd have to say as most, the people as well, because without RuneScape, this podcast wouldn't exist and a whole bunch of other stuff would not exist. But, yeah, we'll talk about goals later and legal ramifications of making topics that say you're going to do one thing, but anyways, we'll talk about that later. Anything else on that one?
No.
Okay, thank you.
What happened with your discussion with
what
Mike about that?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Okay. To Shane, how do you feel about nothing being compatible on the Mac? I hate having a Mac and I still have one. I hate having no money. It's from Dark Samus X. You know, that's sort of a misconception about the Mac. Most times when people are seeing incompatibilities, they're trying to do things the Windows way, if you know what I mean. Right? Like, I'm trying to think of something here. Like, most software, like your big software, like Adobe Photoshop, Microsoft Office, those all work on Mac fine. But let's say you're trying to do something with a proprietary piece of software, like a game on OS X. You really can't do that. You do need Windows for gaming. But aside from compatibility, everything else, most of the time, just works fine when you have to get Windows and Macs to talk together. The only difficulties I have is when I have to use Samba to share the two files together, to share files together, you know, like to copy the files from here to Windows to edit, you know. That's the only times I have problems. Other times it's just pretty seamless, so I don't know. You should have been a little more specific as to what was causing problems for you here, because, you know, I might have been able to help you. Because if you're having problems with something like MSN or something with like an ADM MSN client, use the real MSN client. It's much closer to the Windows one than the other one, so I don't know. It's just if there's any sort of direct compatibility thing you're wondering about, send in another question next week and we'll try and answer that. That's from Dark Samus X. Thank you. What about you? What do you think?
I don't have a Mac.
Yeah, well, you've used them before. What do you think?
Well, yeah, but I haven't tried installing anything on them before. I've kind of only used them at a place where I worked with Photoshop and stuff.
Yeah.
So what are you asking me what I think?
I'm asking you, what do you think? Does it work? Is it a good substitute?
No, I prefer the Windows Photoshop, but...
Oh, that's interesting.
That's just me. You know, well, I suppose it's just because I prefer everything on Windows. I'm used to using it.
But you have a good point here. Photoshop runs fastest on Windows.
Well, I didn't notice that speed decreased.
Really? I've noticed major speed decreases. I don't know, I should just install Vista on this thing and be done with it. I'm starting to get really disheartened with the Mac, because there's just little things all throughout. Like, you don't see Firefox using 445 megabytes of memory on Windows.
It gets close.
It does, doesn't it?
70 and...
Yeah, but how many tabs did you have open?
15.
I had 4 open. And you know I run minimal extensions too, you know? So, like, what's the deal here?
Well, do you want me to count mine?
Well, no, not necessarily. I can tell you right now what I'm running at. Like, I got 5 tabs open right now, and I'm using 137 megs of memory. So, I don't know. And then there's other
26. 26 extensions.
Oh my god! And it still runs stable.
It actually takes ages to start up. I noticed yesterday that Dad starts up far faster than mine. I should probably go through them sometime.
Yeah, delete ones you don't need. As I know, I only have a Delicious, Measure It, Web Developer, and Firebug.
They're helpful.
So, I don't know. And then there's the whole, did I tell you about how if you reboot the computer and you press Command S at the same time, it'll boot into a root shell?
Yeah, I was the one who told you about that.
Oh, yeah, right. And then, I don't know, it's just other things, and then, like, I don't know. It's like the only reason I really need this, I feel, is because I want something that's Unix-based and that I can record the show. And I could record the show another way, but it would involve spending another $200-some-odd on a mixer. So, I don't know. If anybody knows any mixers out there that are good that have a FireWire out, let me know. FireWire or USB, that would be nice. Oh, I'm sorry. We went off on a tangent there.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Slightly off compatibility.
Okay, next question, please.
Next question. I believe in previous episodes you've made it clear that you're completely Jewish, atheist. And I was wondering about something. You mentioned the name of Jesus Christ and God a lot in your episodes. Why would you call out names that you think are false, not to mention it offends people who dedicate their lives to these names? If you were wondering about me, I'm an atheist myself, and this topic has recently been brought up to my attention by a Christian friend of mine. Big fan of the show. Keep up the great work. That's from Halibut14.
I like halibut. It's a good fish.
Oh, yeah. Was that the one you were talking about that time?
Yeah.
Or?
It's good.
Oh, you were.
It's good. Cook it with lemon and pepper.
Okay, it's the guy's name.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't mean to cook you. But sorry about that. Yeah.
Christian.
I don't know where Jewish comes from. Is Jewish association with atheist or what?
I don't know. I was thinking that too.
We need Brad here to answer this one. But I classify myself as an atheist. What about you?
I wouldn't, because I haven't really explored in religions. But I suppose I've made up my mind that I don't have a religion.
Yeah, so...
So, yeah, I suppose that does make me atheist, but...
Atheist defines as being that there's no belief in God. That's basically what that means. So if you agree with that, then sure, put yourself okay. in that basket.
Yeah, I thought there was slightly more to it, but okay then.
That's all there is.
Yep. I just don't like the word atheist because it associates with
yeah,
other
and,
people.
And you know the whole atheist movement and such. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's just something that using those names. It's I don't know. It's just something that I know lots of people do that, you know? Like, it's sort of hard to see from my perspective and other perspectives how it's offensive, so we just use it in that respect, but I don't know, I've heard you use it before too, so.
Yeah, I just do that all the time. I mean, I can't help myself.
It's just a word that becomes part of your vocabulary, you know?
Yeah. When I have friends who are Christians, or they believe in God, and when I'm around them, I find I sometimes substitute God with gosh, just without even thinking about it.
Oh, interesting.
So, but that is interesting. Just you know, respecting their beliefs. But in general, I wouldn't care about it.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's really like as you say, you're an atheist, but I just don't find it offensive, and it's just something that just comes out and nobody's really caused any issue about it, so I really have no problem with using it, so
yeah, they're just words. What's so bad about saying the name of Jesus Christ and God?
Yeah, I don't know, we could go into this whole other thing about I have theories that if God really did exist, there's been multiple occasions when he could have intervened, you know, but I'm not gonna turn this into a holy war here.
Yeah,
but,
well.
Yes, that's from Halibut 14. Thank you. Hey, Brad and Shane. I guess just Shane today. Unless we want to call you Brad as well.
I'm Brad.
Yeah.
Yes.
just wondering if you guys like Linkin Park. They're my favorite band, and I thought maybe you guys listen to them. Also, what are gas prices where you live? My gas prices are $3.25 per gallon in eastern Pennsylvania. Oh. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. That's from Joe Kidd, 67. So what are your gas prices?
I don't know per gallon.
Well, per liter.
Per liter, $1.90 something.
Oh, $1.90. That's bad.
Yeah.
Ours are hovering anywhere between $1.07 and $1.18 per liter here. So, $1.07 on the good side, $1.18 on the bad side per liter. So, if you want to convert those into gallons, $1.18.
That's really different to us.
Times 3.78, that's about $4.46 a gallon.
Yeah, I just got
that. And $1.90 times 3.78 for yours is $7.18 per gallon for you.
Holy crap. This is actually bad, I didn't convert it, but yeah, I was looking in the topic with the gas prices.
So
that is terrible.
So my message being only 86 cents per liter in his state is when Americans talk about their gas prices, I tell them to not complain. That's what I tell them.
It went above $2 a liter recently.
Oh.
And then it went back down again. But it's a lot in comparison.
That is. Whew.
That's unbelievable, actually.
Yeah, so.
Don't go live in New Zealand unless you got a good job.
Yeah, or you plan to not drive. But, I don't know, aside from that, the reason being is that the American gas prices, the reason they're so low is they're imported from Saudi Arabia, you know? The only country, aside from Israel, that the U.S. has a good relationship with. With that, that's why the gas is so cheap, and they also have minimal taxes on it, whereas here, upwards of 52-53%, I believe, goes towards government taxes. So, yes, that's that. So that's why our gas prices are so low. I don't know, do you have any idea what percentage of yours goes to tax?
I'm 15 and I don't drive. Why would I?
Oh, right. Okay. And I guess you don't... you don't you're not interested in politics and stuff, so you don't listen about gas stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. On the news every now and then, but not in particularly.
Yeah, that's a good point. I shouldn't have asked you then. But anyways, Linkin Park.
It's another one for Brad. Oh, what was that? I lost the question. Just wondering
I
used to like Linkin Park, like early last year-ish, or when they released Minutes to Midnight, the album. But not anymore, not really.
Okay.
They're kind of a good band. If they released a new album, I'd download it. I'd buy it and do it. Because I don't pirate stuff.
That's right. Pirating is bad. But anyways, I really don't listen to much music, or I don't listen to music at all, so I really have no opinion on this. So, yeah. Thank you. Who is that from?
Mike listens to Linkin Park.
Yeah, he does. That was Jim. Joe Kid 67. Yeah, I did. So, I don't know what he listens to now. What do you listen to primarily?
Rock and metal.
Okay,
not
names.
Hard metal or anything. Favorite bands. I like one called Default, which I now like because I saw it in a topic that I think Alex on the forums made. Which had a music video from one of them in it, and so I acquired their album, an album, and I didn't like it at first, and then it kind of grew on me, as most music Kelsey sends me does. Yeah, all my other music basically comes from Kelsey.
Oh, interesting.
Who suggests it to me or sends it to me? I also like Disturbed and another one called Anne Boleyn. It's good.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about that last night.
Oh yeah, just last night.
Okay, so there's his answers and mine. I don't know, not much. Thank you, Joe Kid. This next one is basically to me. It says I'm in a riding with the Conservatives, the Liberals, the Greens, and the NDP, and I was wondering who, in your opinion, has the best economical plans for the possible recession in Canada. Well.
Aside, I know the answer.
Yeah. First off, we sort of need to take a look at where the government needs to go with this, because if we look at the U.S., they're the biggest economy in the world, second biggest maybe, and they trade with everyone, so any problems there are going to affect us later on. Not to the same amount, but they will. So we need to take a look at the parties as a whole, as to who is offering what and their spending. I know, for example, that the Conservative spending is only coming in around $8.7 billion, I think, total, whereas I know the Green Party's upwards of $60 billion in a time of economic uncertainty. So it's sort of, do you want to be spending all this much money, even like upwards of the NDP spending more? Like, I think they're upwards of 20. I think the Liberals are maybe 12 to 15, under 20, but it's sort of something as to, do you want to take a risk with having lots of uncontrolled spending and possibly going into a deficit in a time when the company might need money, you know? So I don't know. I've said before, I'm a conservative, fiscal conservative, social conservative. So I have to agree that just spending as little as possible, keeping taxes down, is the best plan to go here. So that's what I got to say on this one. Now, as for the second one, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were done. Continue.
No. As for the second part, who do you think will win on October 14th? You know, this is something that's sort of changed over the past few days. 2 weeks ago, it would have been the Conservatives, without a doubt, probably a majority. But now I'm really not too sure on that. If we look at the polling numbers, Conservatives and the Liberals are in a statistical tie, for that matter. So it's going to be a minority government, just a question of who's going to be leading it. So. But personally, I would hope that the Conservatives win, as you have already mentioned. Don't say Stephen Harper, cause, just because you like them, but I don't know. It's either going to be... I can guarantee you that the Prime Minister's name will be Stephen, either in French or English. I can guarantee you that. But aside from that, I don't know. It's just sort of a... There's a divide across the country. People in the West are scared of the Liberals, basically because of their so-called plans to tax the oil sands and whatnot, which is becoming a prominent industry in Saskatchewan, and it's already in Alberta, so both Saskatchewan and Alberta are concerned about a Liberal or NDP government, or even a Green government, so that's pretty much what we'll see in those two provinces. Sorry, that's just my thoughts, and they were asked, so I just figured I'd get those out here. But we will know next Tuesday, the day after Thanksgiving, as to what happens. You have any thoughts on this?
No.
No? Who would you want to win?
As in party?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is the question. Conservatives? No particular reason.
You know, it's just
because I've been taught to believe the Conservatives are better.
And, yeah, see, that's the thing. And everybody else is bad. That's what Albertans believe. Because there was a poll about who would be the least risky for Alberta. 46% said the Conservatives would be least risky, while the others were up at 70 to 75%. For being risky, so you can sort of see where that comes from. And when in the provincial government the Conservatives win 72 out of 83 seats, that sort of does say something, so we'll leave it at that. Next part.
Next. Oh, what was the next part? What do you think the state of the world's what do you think of the state of the world's economies, and do you blame the situation on the US government for not implementing proper mortgage regulations?
Absolutely.
Yep, pretty much.
Because this is something that precipitated in the late Clinton era and was continued into the Bush era, so they're both to blame, sort of. But the whole thing it started was the lending, borrowing money at subprime mortgage rates, which is below what the banks are offering. So it, as a result, all these banks went bankrupt when it came time to pay, so then the government has to step in, and then these banks risk losing money, causes the stock markets to go down, and yeah. I don't know, that's sort of my thing, I guess. Because my minor is an economics minor, and in that I prefer macroeconomics, which is basically the study of the whole country as to how the country works and this sort of thing, so it's too bad I'm not taking a macroeconomics course this term, but oh well. So yeah, I definitely do believe that the U.S. is to blame on this, and it, as we've seen, it's already precipitated over to Europe of bailouts and whatnot. But one thing to be sure of is that the banking system in Canada is safe, because all the banks are regulated by the Bank of Canada, which in turn is told what to do by the government. So, I don't know, it's just that. How's the financial situation in New Zealand? Do you guys have like a trading market or anything?
Yeah, it's not terrible. I don't know. It's not terrible compared to other places, but it is certainly getting worse.
Because we have the Toronto Stock Exchange, and the U.S. has the Dow Jones, so. Do you guys have an index that monitors everything?
I'm not sure.
So, I don't know. But
can't expect me to know these things.
I know. It's being felt everywhere, so I don't know. But one thing I will say, just going back to the whole election thing, I will say that the Conservatives are playing with fire here, and they really should have done something for the economy in this campaign rather than just following the same old Conservative style, because if you look at the polls, that's what's causing them to go down. So if you, that would have saved them, I think, and also the cuts to arts funding would have saved them. So I don't know. I think it might be time if the Conservatives don't get elected again, I think it might be time to choose a new leader. Anyways, I'm done with that, unless you have anything else to say on that.
No, it was pretty much a Canadian question.
Yeah, it was, so I don't know. So you don't have any idea of how the banks work and stuff? Like, is there a central bank that the government controls and then it trickles down to the other ones?
Yeah, there is the Reserve Bank of New Zealand.
And then do they... Are they in control of all the other banks, or are the banks like private businesses like they are in the U.S.?
I think they're private.
That could be dangerous. But, I don't know. We only have about 6 big banks here in Canada, so there's really not that much to worry about. But, thank you, ColinSoccer123, who is obviously from Canada, as you can tell from the title. Anyways, I think we should be moving on to tech news, unless you have anything else there.
No, tech news.
Okay, tech news. New in Gmail Labs, Google Goggles, which stops you sending mail that you'll later regret. Now, and I quote here, I am quoting this. I'm quoting this from the article. Sometimes I send messages I shouldn't send, like that time I told that girl I had a crush on her over text message, or the time I sent the late night email to my ex-girlfriend we should get back together. Gmail can always prevent you from sending messages you might later regret, but today we're launching a new Labs feature called Mail Goggles, which might help. See, that was a quote from the article, so nobody get any ideas there?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, when you enable Mail Goggles, it will check to see you're really sure that you want to send that late Friday night email. And what better way to check it than making you solve a few simple math problems after you click send to verify you're in the right state of mind?
I just realized I heard about this on the radio a few days ago.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if it was about this specific feature of Google, of Gmail, but it was about... answering maths questions or maths problems to verify that you're awake. And it must have been...
Yeah, that must have been it.
Surprising that they were talking about it on the radio.
But this was on the national news last night as well here.
Oh.
So.
Interesting.
Basically, it says, it's that time of day. Gmail aims to help you in many ways. Are you sure you want to send this? And there's some simple math problems to verify. 69 minus 38, which is 21. I mean, 31. Oops, I don't know. Oh, shit, that's bad. 27, I think? Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
11 times 2.
21. I mean, 22.
It's not 21. Okay.
37 plus 19?
I don't know.
Which is 56.
56.
And 69 minus 38 is 31. Okay, we got that. 2 times 5?
9. 48 minus 38.
10.
Yes. They both have the same answer.
Oh, I feel stupid for saying 11 times 2 is 21.
It's okay. We forgive you.
So, I wonder if I should enable this. I wonder if I should enable goggles. Because I have it in my labs.
That might help, yeah.
But I never send email late at night, so I don't know. Let's see. So you go to the labs, and you scroll down to mail goggles.
They should have a feature like that in Coda. Is that the name of the program you use for coding?
Yep.
Coda, yes.
Why?
Just when it strikes midnight, they randomly answer. I mean, yeah, every hour after midnight, it randomly pops up with maths questions that you have to answer before you're able to continue coding.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be ingenious?
Ah. I sent you an email, I enabled it, and it didn't ask me.
Just appeared right then.
Ah, that's weird.
Hmm.
Oh, well. So enable goggles if you might... You know, that's actually a good idea, so I get
the developer. Well, maybe it's because it's not that late.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's only 3 p.m.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my.
I wonder if there's a morning feature of it.
Yeah, there has to be some sort of settings feature, because when I enable it, I go to the labs... choose enable on goggles, hit save, it reloads the Gmail, and then up top there's a little bubbly glass thing for labs, which I think lets you tweak it, but I'm not sure how it does. That's weird. I don't know. I'm not sure how to enable it, but I don't know. It's there. I'm sure it's somewhere in the settings. Interesting, though. I think this is probably something that'll end up being used in workplaces and whatnot, you know?
Yeah. I see. You have to answer the questions in a certain amount of time, or it doesn't let you send the thing. That's why it's got 43 seconds in red written on the thing.
Oh, interesting. So you got it
working?
Yeah,
they said that on the radio as well. No, I was just remembering, and I saw the 43 seconds. So
neat. I don't know. Good feature. Good feature. Moving on, the new Xbox experience is coming on November 19th, which says that John Schnapp, somebody, some German name, announced that during his Tokyo Game keynote that the new Xbox experience will ship to 360s around the world in 26 countries and 11 localized languages on November 19th, 2008. Have you watched any videos on this?
Nope. Basically, what is the new Xbox experience?
That's basically how they're updating the dashboard system. So how to access your games and your profiles and whatnot and the settings for it. Like, there's nothing wrong with the Blade interface right now. But they got this new feature called Avatars, which are like Miis on the Wii.
I don't know what Miis are on the Wii.
Oh my god, you're so deprived. Basically,
I have a PC.
Yeah, that's right, that's good. But basically, a Mii is a sort of like a... You create it, and you can adjust its appearance to look like yourself. And then when you go online on the Wii, it shows your Mii as your character as to who you are. And in some games, like in Mario Kart, for example, you can use them. Like, for instance, after doing a certain set number of races, you unlock your Mii, and you can race with it. So, that's basically what a Mii is. And Xbox 360 has an avatar system that's eerily similar, I mean, to the Miis. So that should be interesting to see. Anyways, but one thing I am happy about is that it will provide a native 1680 by 1050 resolution, which they currently do not provide.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because I've been using this and it's been scaling, so it's not always clear. So finally, come November, I'll be able to get a clear, crystal clear display.
Yeah, well, if for nothing else, then that's what it's good for.
Yeah, so I'm happy about that. Assuming my monitor lasts for that long.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's that. Then we also got another something that I sort of wish Brad was here to talk about, because, you know, I always like taking shots at Apple. But basically, on Friday, last Friday, someone phoned in to CNN that Steve Jobs had had a heart attack. So, and it was, of course, a fake report. So now this so-called citizen journalist could face prison for the fake story. It caused the stock price to decrease from 105.27 to 95.41 between 9.40 a.m. and 9.52 a.m.
Wow.
And that's lots of money when you're talking about a big company like Apple.
Yeah.
So, anyways, you could face criminal charges and possibly prison time. It's unlikely that anybody does this for kicks, says Scott Vernick, a partner at Fox Rothschild in Philadelphia. People generally do this kind of thing because they have a position in the stock and want to see it go one way or another. It appeared on CNN's iReport, which is basically their citizen journalist type of thing that they've been using primarily in the election to field questions from the U.S. Public. So, that's that's a sort of thing with citizen journalism that people will say it's bad for, but of course it was flagged later and then removed, so I don't know. And they banned the user from using iReport again, which is good. So let that be a lesson to you. Don't submit fake stories about people dying, whether it be Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, or site owners.
or just fake stories, period.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. You know, it's like the boy who cried wolf. Did they teach you guys that, a story in school?
Yeah, I think that's universal.
Okay, that's good to know. Anyways, so take a look at the story, but this stock did rebound later in the day, so that's good. If anybody out there holds stock in Apple. I don't, but oh well. Anyways, on to rants now. Unless you have any other tech news that I'm not aware of.
Nope.
Okay. So, can you take the first rant then?
If I can read it. Oh yes, not too bad. Okay. The problems. Wait, how do I read this? Oh well. Number one, time span between games. You get off the boat and you... Oh, so this is about pest control.
Yeah, I assume so.
Okay. The problems about pest control, of pest control. I don't know. Number one, time span between games. You get off the boat and you have about 45 seconds to claim your catch and bank it. You don't even have time to cook... Oh, wait, this is...
This is the fishing trawler.
Trawler, yeah. But then there's something about pest control... Oh, similar... oh, okay. Reading ahead. Okay, from the beginning, the problems with the fishing trawler. Number one, time span between games. You get off the boat and you have about 45 seconds to claim your catch and bank it. You don't even have time to cook or sell it if you're wanting to. Another problem is if you need to restock on supplies, you will miss the boat as well. Two. Number two, the wait time to get on the next trip. If by chance you get nailed by a random, you need to wait another 12 minutes or unless they sink, which rarely happens in World 116. Number three, reportability / trading. Is that a... I suppose. I've tried many times to report people that are being extremely rude and cussing or working around the sensor. I click the report abuse type in two letters / numbers and it closes on me, so I try again and the same thing happens. Number four, freeloaders. Note the caps. Everyone hates them. They just stand there and take the workers' fish. Solutions? Number one, give a 120 to 180 grace... I suppose that second grace period, letting people think what they want or don't want, as well as letting people restock up on ropes, swamp paste, and buckets. Number two, make the boat leave like the pest control boats, every few minutes. Every 4 to 6 minutes are good. Number three, make the screen stay open so you can report rule breakers. Number four, limit the amount of people allowed on the boat to 50 people, similar to pest control. There would be a maximum of 2 boats out at a time, so if one returns another boat with 50 people, or less if they waited the 4 to 6 minutes. I don't get that. Number five, create a raft or lifeboat that you can use to leave the minigame that returns you to the port in case you need to leave in a hurry. Number six, keep some sort of tally like the God Wars kills.
Interesting.
And it seems like... That's just the body of the rant. Why is there no introduction?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was hard to follow.
Not sure. I don't know. Maybe... I don't know, but it's clear it's about pest control and the problems of it. But, you know, there's a few points...
No, it's not about pest control.
I mean...
It's about the trawler.
Fishing trawler. Damn it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's about the trawler.
I forgot what I was going to say now. Anyways, yeah, there are the problems with the freeloaders and stuff, but what can you do about it, you know? Like, it's sort of...
Like, you get freeloaders anywhere.
I know, but there's no way to stop that, because I was thinking about the game from a programming perspective, and there's really... Like, yeah, you can tell somebody's standing around, but you'd have to constantly be monitoring actions, like either repairing a rope or something, you know? Like, count how many times, say a patch breaks that you're standing there. Like, for each time the player moves. So, you know how the boat breaks open, then the water starts coming in, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if you're standing there and you don't move, count the number of times it breaks, and then the number of times that a person repairs it. But, like, that would work good if it was only one person per... But that doesn't count, because sometimes there's multiple people in it, and then your use of the swamp paste on the hull doesn't get counted, so therefore it counts you as a freeloader. So, as you can see, that's just one example of how hard it would be to implement something like this that prevents freeloaders.
Mm.
That's what I got to say from a programming perspective. But I do have to say the ideas about other boats and stuff are good, you know? Like, rather than having to wait, just have them leave and whatnot. So, I don't know, that would be good.
Yeah, I've never actually been on the trawler at all, I don't think. But the time span... Sorry. I've never done the weekly events because they're always a bad time for me. Oh. But that number one problem, time span between games, you get 45 seconds to claim your catch, and then 12 minutes, the wait time to get on the next trip. Is that 12 minutes after that 45 seconds you have to get back on?
I think so. I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember how
that's
it works.
A long time to wait if you miss out on it.
Yeah, that's true. So, but they only go at certain times, so I think the other boats would fix that problem.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But it's actually a coherent rant for one, so I'm going to give this guy maybe a 3 out of 5 on this one. Seeing as most rants aren't coherent, you know? So, anyways.
Well, he did spell things properly and use some punctuation, but it was a little bit difficult to understand.
He spelled minutes, minuets.
Yeah, and a couple of other things.
Yeah, but I like the lifeboat idea, you know? Anyway, so problems with the fishing trawler.
What does the tally like the Gold Wars kills do? Or what would that be for? Because I've never actually been there.
I don't know. I'm not sure what that would do. I think maybe probably just only keep your prize.
Is that to fix freeloaders? I don't think that would work.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Fix freeloaders. Okay, next rant.
I was smithing a few days ago, and I was wondering how someone would smith a longsword with a metal bar. Are they still hot, even if I haven't used them in a year? How do you expect to smith a bar when it's not put into a furnace when you're smithing? When you smith in a furnace, you should not get bars. You should get molten bars, but should maybe have an orange tinge to them. It's especially hard to smith a bar when it's not hot, as the heat makes it so you can warp it into shape. For those of you guys who are going to argue about every skill speeding up how fast you would do something, like make a wardrobe realistic, yet not take a long time. And also, I'm just asking for a graphics update and a name change, i.e. molten steel bar. If you say anything else about it ruining something or having to change the rest of the skills too, I will point you to this section. Okay, then he's got other posts which we don't need, and then he says there would be no XP changes. So basically what he's suggesting is changing the bars you get out of the furnace to molten bars so you can actually smith them. You know, this seems more like a technicality, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if this seems worthwhile. I'm fine with bars as they are.
Like, they'd be the same as they are now. They just have a slight change to it, you know? So.
Yeah. I don't know. How do you carry them in your inventory if they're molten?
That's a good point. Same with molten glass.
How do you even carry molten glass in your inventory? Yeah. So RuneScape isn't realistic as it is. Get used to it.
Yeah, that's too bad, you know? But oh well. Anyways, I don't know. I think this is a sort of a technicality, not something that needs to be done, but I don't know. I'd have to say good rants for once. But I don't know. You have anything else?
No, that was short and sweet.
Okay, moving on to some other things. It's that time of the month. We're going to be announcing some events by the time you guys hear this, so it's going to be a very scary month. Let's just say that.
It is.
It is going to be very scary, especially for little towns named, I don't know, just pick a little town somewhere.
Oh, I remember that. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be...
Assuming we get our way and Jagex hurries up with...
Yes.
Okay, well, shut up.
Yeah, so we got two events that are sort of going to be a secret that will be... You'll have to read the topic for on yourself, but I can say we will be having PKing on the PvP Worlds when they come out, and we plan on taking over a city. So come ready for that. And we'll also be having a Halloween costume party on the weekend of Halloween, so those are two that I can announce. The other two are going to... be in the topic, and you'll have to read them on your own. So it's going to be a very scary month, especially for some small towns. Wink, wink. So, with that said, you can also find out how RSBNB Update is produced in a YouTube video, which the link will be in the notes to that. It's on the RSBNB channel at youtube.com/RSBNBstaff. You can find it there. You can also find out more about other things and interesting happenings on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. You know, there's lots of interesting things that happen there. Like, for instance, we got Skill of the Month going on. So, Skill of the Month is construction. So, are you partaking in that?
Not anymore. I think I've given up.
Okay. You haven't got any XP yet.
No. But I did make 30,000 oak planks.
Okay,
and so I'll probably use them at the end of the month.
Yeah, but so just... But you probably
I'm not going to win, because as we speak, I think Kelsey is using about 50k of hers.
You know, last night she told me she was going to be second by the end of today.
Yeah, she is. She's going from 80 to 86 in a day.
So by the time of recording this, the numbers will have changed, but right now Warren is winning with 1.2 million XP, second is Zach Glenn with 676k, and third is Adiv with 661k XP. So that's Skill of the Month for this month. Construction, definitely people are going to be a little poorer this month, so oh well. That's just the way it goes.
And there's Chief Snakes sitting right at the bottom of the table. Why am I at the bottom?
I think it sorts.
What is it
based,
by?
It's on the first day. It sorts by start XP, but any other day after that, it sorts by XP gained and then user ID that in the order you entered.
Okay. Yeah. So what does that make me? Did I enter before others or after?
I'm not sure. I think you entered before others.
Cool.
And I think it's a descending sort. Anyway, so what have you been up to?
Planking okay. Logs in RuneScape.
That's always
and
fun.
Kind of. Yeah, watching movies while planking logs.
Oh,
and
what
farming.
Movies?
Oh, well, not movies as such.
Oh, okay. You need episodes to get some Star Trek.
No, thank you. Oh, we went a whole episode without making any Star Trek references. Almost. Oh, crap. Oh, damn.
Oh,
we were doing so well.
Oh, well. So, farming. How's the farming going?
I have 12.99 mil XP.
Oh, so less than 35k away then.
Ish.
Nice. So when are you getting 99 farming?
Oh yeah, we're talking about that now. Okay. On about the 25th of October, piggybacking onto the PvP event that we're having this month. So just... It won't be posted in the events topic, so just keep an eye out in the events forum, and I'll be posting something later on.
And RuneWire.
And RuneWire, yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't actually used that in a while.
Yeah, I gotta get RuneWire 2 out eventually. I don't know. Maybe I should convene my beta testers and we should talk about whether we think it's ready for a release or not. And then we'll just have to see. But it is in beta now and it's coming along nicely.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about that you've been up to?
No, I haven't really been doing anything apart from that. Just no designing websites and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Usual.
That's always fun. Anyways.
Oh, that's debatable.
Why? It's fun, isn't it?
Oh, kind of, but it's difficult. I know.
Anyways, for me, sadly, I haven't been doing much farming. I really want to get back into the swing of things like farming, you know, go for 20 million XP. But yep. I have been doing agility. And I did have a legal conversation with Mike last night about the Your Choice, My Goal topic. And we were discussing that it's not legally binding. It's not legally
this
binding.
This is not legally binding.
Yeah, I know, but I just thought it might be legally binding, and he said it's not. So
why would it be legally binding? You had
I
to
don't
have
know.
A conversation with him about that.
Yeah. I did, because I need to know if I... If, I'm not saying I'm going to scrap the goal or anything, but I'm going to continue for the time being. But if I get tired of it, I need to know I'm able to put this on hold without getting sued or anything, you know?
Without getting sued. Oh.
Anyways, okay. Yeah, so agility is what I've been doing. And also coding. I'm yesterday I was doing some prototyping for a certain feature on RuneWire that I can't talk about, but it's going to be nice. All I can think of is, yeah, it was mentioned, but I kind of broke my NDA, but I sort of bleeped it out, but oh well. So,
yep.
It's going to be a nice feature. Anything else?
No, that's about it.
Okay. Well, that's that RSP update. 173 is done. We will see you guys all next week for episode 174, so just be sure to watch the forums, forums.rsbb.com, for that event topic. See you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Lived under liberal rule for 12 years, from 1993 to 2005. There's probably not much to worry about there.
Oh well, all else fails, that, the... come live with me and suffer with us.
It's the before
oil
that
crisis.
The
good God,
you have a whale crisis?
No, oil. Yes.
Oh. Okay.